Adam McGuire is back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Mayo-based Advanced Cosmetics was named National Enterprise of the Year last night at an event organised by the country's local enterprise offices. Advanced Cosmetics offers end-to-end contract manufacturing for cosmetic brands. It works with well-known consumer brands in Ireland and the UK. Noreen Hackett is founder and director of the company. She joins me in studio now. Congratulations, Noreen.
Thank you very much.
It comes a nice crowning achievement on the back of a pretty remarkable couple of years of growth to the business, because you're only a few years old, but you've grown rapidly in that time.
Yeah, we were established in 2019. We started with our laboratory, and we built up a strong customer base. And with that customer base, then we were able to move into production and start to bring back some of the production that had been has left Ireland, and would have been primarily in Germany, France, Poland. So we're delighted.
Yeah, people would probably think of cosmetics manufacturing as being something that happens, as you say, in Europe or maybe further afield, and that they wouldn't think of it happening in Ballina and Mayo. What is the edge that you offer to allow that to happen?
Well, over the past, I suppose I have 10 years experience in the industry, and over the past 10 years, I've built up super strong relationships with all of the brand owners and their teams. As well as that, I have a keen insight. I've worked in every contract manufacturing facility in Ireland, and then past that, we've worked with contract manufacturers in Germany, France and Poland to help them design methods of manufacture around their manufacturing equipment. So I had a keen insight into how I was going to build my manufacturing facility, and I did that through automation and through new and innovative methods of manufacture.
You're competing in what's, you know, a high value space. There are companies out there with very deep pockets around the world. Is it tough to compete with those major players around the world?
I wouldn't say it's tough. I think if you're educated in the ways of manufacturing, and you know, I am a chemist and I'm a chemical engineer by training, and you know, I know how to make cosmetic products, and I know how to make them in an innovative and a fast fashion. And I think that's key to how our business is going to grow. And automation, obviously, is key to us as well.
You mentioned the growth plans there. What's the potential you see for the business over the next 5 years or so? And what are your growth plans?
Well, towards the end of this year, from November 2023, we're investing in a second filling line. So what that means for our business is we're going to double our output, put from 25,000 units to 50,000 units per day. And then towards the start of Q1 next year, we're going to apply for planning permission for our purpose-built modular facility that will, I suppose, we're going to be able to expand as we can.
And in terms of, I know you mentioned automation being key to that growth, but you also need skills, and that's hard to come by in the current climate. Infrastructure as well, also a problem, and in terms of getting things built, are you confident you'll be able to do both of those things to meet your aspirations in terms of growth?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I suppose when I started this business, I was a chemist by training, but I went into another manufacturing facility and I learned every aspect of the job. And, you know, it's quite easy to train people. And that's what I think is key. I think it's key to bring people into your business, show them how the business is run, and upskill. And that's how we...
Well, best of luck with that. Noreen Hackett, founder and director of Advanced Cosmetics, which was National Enterprise of the Year. Again, congratulations and best of luck.